And he, that's why I just had my eyes closed the whole time y'all was singing. Because he was trying to tell me how light it is up in this place. And I was trying to tell him how I don't care. And he was trying to win. But then I got surprised and God is good. It's funny how God will show up right when you're getting ready to give up. Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Very familiar passage. If you could stand with me in the reverence of our mighty God. If you can, I know some of you have actually had surgery and you cannot. Stay ye seated. Amen. Amen. I want to read you. I won't be long. I have minimal strength. Amen. I don't know why. I guess the weather changed, what Sierra said. Amen. I want to welcome all of you online. Tempest does a great job with the media, as always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. Actually, let's do 16, 17, and 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to read verse 18 one more time. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. This starts a new fiscal year for us. So this will be the first Sunday in this year, as far as this church is concerned. Therefore, our theme has also changed. Instead of it being transformation, as you've been inundated with 52 weeks now, it would be this church to the world. That's what we want to talk about all year long. And for the times I'll share with you on this day, I'd like to speak with you on this subject. Showing up boldly. Showing up boldly. January 6, 2008, I became a first-time freshman of anybody's college, and it happened to be at DeVry University, right off Clay Road, in the great city of Houston, Texas. If you are familiar with Houston, the moment I said Clay Road, you immediately said, "Woo, that's a long way away from where we are right now." I became a freshman in this wonderful state of Texas, in these wonderful United States of America, at a very expensive school, DeVry University, and I was not excited. I know everybody else is excited, but see, the deal is, this was 8 years after I graduated from high school, and then it was 4 years after I had been out the Army, and I didn't know a single thing about being a school student. And one lady, the speech and communications teacher, gave me the most sound advice I ever heard in my entire life. No one on planet Earth has wowed me like this advice. I do not know her name. I don't know what she looks like. I do know what she said to me. I have applied since 2008. She spoke at her introduction before the class. She said, it took me 7 years to get my bachelor's degree. And all the students started laughing, but since I don't know anything about school, I don't realize that's a long time to get your bachelor's degree. And she said, well, don't just laugh at me because I just came back from Rome. That kind of shut them up a little bit. And then she said, I learned that no matter how hard it got, all I had to do was show up. You see, even though it took me 7 years, I showed up so much to when I finally showed up for the last time, I showed up for graduation. And I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, that is the greatest advice I ever heard in my entire life. And I just like to spiritualize that advice just for a moment, if you allow me to, because life is hard, isn't it? And the truth is, we seem defeated and we get defeated, but if we keep on showing up, at some point we'll show up to our breakthrough. You didn't hear what I just said. I'm trying to tell you right now, with a little bit of energy that I have, if life starts to come at you all sideways, if you get knocked down, if you have no idea how to pick yourself back up, if your boo leave you, if your husband leave you, if your wife leave you, if you get you a felony, all you have to do is keep showing up. I wish I had one or two people in the building today who would just testify with me. I may not be the smartest, I may not be the finest, but what I do know how to do is not give up. Is there anybody in the building today who would just testify with me that no matter how hard it gets, no matter how much my refrigerator does not have food in it, no matter how many miles I have to drive to get to church, I will keep showing up. Is there anybody in the building who would testify that the secret to life is not to give up, but no matter how hard it gets, it's to show up? And that's what's exactly happening right here inside of Daniel chapter 3. You need to know that it is a dismal situation. These Hebrew boys were once on top of the world. The Hebrew people were kings of themselves. And now they have been taken into Babylonian captivity because somebody else decided to mess up and make God mad. You didn't hear what I just said, Lord have mercy. Have you ever just been sitting around minding your own business and you had to pay for other people's mistakes?
Oh, yes.
That must just be me, Lord have mercy. I'm talking about the folks. You know what I'm talking about, that you was trying to go to school, you was doing the work, you thought you didn't even go out no more. Your routine was go to sleep, wake up, go to work, go back home, cook something, go to sleep, wake up, go back home. But you always got to pay for somebody else's mistakes because they're close enough to you, and sometimes it's hard just to say no.
Yeah.
And this is the situation these boys are in. They're too young right now to be, the Babylonian captivity happened. It's because the grown folk were sinning. God gets upset, and these young boys, before the age of accountability, have to get carried off into slavery because of what the grown folks did. And so here we have it. These boys keep their integrity, and the first thing I need for you to know is if you're going to stand up to wrong people, you need to be hanging around the right people. Somebody just missed what I just said. Here's the deal. If you're going to stand up to the wrong people, the first thing you need to do is hang around the right people. Check it out. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't know what Daniel is. The text don't say what Daniel is, but for sure, it was good people hanging with other good people. Did you hear what I just said? Maybe your life is all hell right now because the people you hang around with ain't no good at all. If you want to show up and be successful, if you want to be successful, you need to watch who you hanging around with. I wish I had somebody in the building right now who would testify with me. I got a charge or two, and if I really wasn't hanging around with them, the police wouldn't have pulled that kick though when I was around. I wish I had somebody. Is there anybody in the building who would just testify with me that old folk been telling you for a long time that you'll be guilty by association, that birds of a feather flock together, and if you're going to be successful, you need to hang around the right folk? And so these boys, they sitting there, they hang around the right folk, and these right folk do the right thing. The king, he's erected this mighty fine golden statue. He wants everybody to bow, and he looks out into the crowd, and it's three boys who refuse to bow down. Ain't that something? Because we live in an age now where it's almost illegal to be Christian. I mean, they got laws against everybody else but us. If you put up the Ten Commandments in your office place, they're by just by fire you just for putting up the Ten Commandments. That's just not it. If you damn your Christian music a little bit too loud, if you keep it on volume 2, you all right. But if you move it up to 3, they'll tell you you need to cut that stuff. Yeah, I must be the only person that work at a job like that. And all I'm trying to do is tell you that sometimes it gets real hard to be saved. And here it is. They want everybody else to bow down, but these three boys said, there's something greater in me that I can't bow down to because you think you got power over me. That's what I'm trying to tell you here in this year, 2016, in which we get ready to go into. People want you to be defeated. They want you to cry. They want you to bow down. They want you to have less than them. They don't mind you shining as long as you don't shine as much as them. But here's what you need to do. You need to testify. You need to stand flat-footed on your own two feet. You need to say, if I don't struggle, I don't look good struggling. Is there anybody in the building who would just testify with me? If I'm going to be broke, I'm going to make broke look real good. Is there anybody in the building? You will testify with me. No matter what kind of hell is going on outside of you, there's heaven on the inside of you, and you will bless the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
And so these boys, they sit here, and he looks about, he looks out at the crowd, and it's three people doing the right thing, and the king says it's the wrong thing. Lord have mercy. Listen, listen, just because everybody else is doing something, it don't make it right. Just because everybody else is making that little quick money don't mean that it's right. Just because everybody else wants you to mess up, it does not mean that it's right. You ought to be able to stand flat-footed and say, I serve the Lord and I do not apologize for it. People will hook you up, try to get you to betray God. They'll look you dead in your face and say, you shouldn't even believe like that no more. Church ain't what it used to be. Church ain't even real. Don't you know we got some signs that prove that God don't even exist? And you need to look them people dead in the eye. And you need to tell them, if you want to tell me evolution exists, that's all right, as long as you tell me God did it. I wish I had somebody in the building today who would just testify. I don't care what you say about my God. As long as you say it is God, I will show. Is there anybody in the building who would just testify with me that I don't care what's going on in the world? I am not in this world. I just happen to live here. I'm going to do right while I'm here, but I'm going to glorify God wherever I am. This little light of mine, I will let it shine. Is there anybody who can testify that God's in you? There's a praise on the inside, and it's got to get out. And so that's what you need to understand. Here's what's going on. The king says, well, who is this God? Who is this God that's going to deliver you from me? And watch what these boys say in 16. They say, listen, king, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we don't even have to answer this question. Listen, you need to stop entertaining folk that ain't even on your level.
Did
I say that?
That's real.
You need to stop entertaining folk who can't even look you in your eye. Everybody don't deserve the conversation. I'm saying I must be walking hard right around here. Everybody does not deserve your good time. Stop wasting good time on the wrong people. Let me say it this way. You ever met somebody that you wish you could unsleep with? Amen. Amen. All I'm trying to do is tell you that you're spending good time on wrong people, and you ought to be able to look people dead in the eye and say, you know what, I understand you asked the question, but I don't have time for this question because I'm trying to stay positive. I know you like to be negative all the time. You addicted to drama all the time. All you do is call me with drama. Your man full of drama. Your mama full of drama. You know crazy folk. They crazy, their mama crazy, their daddy crazy, their grandpa crazy. Everybody crazy. And you ought to be able to say, look, you keep that crazy stuff over there. I'm not even paying attention. Is there anybody in the building today who's going to, if I got to sit in my living room all by myself, shout at my TV, I will bless the Lord with my TV. If I got to pass you up with all your drama, I'm going to drive to church and bless the Lord. And is there anybody who can testify? I don't care about your negativity. I love to help you. But if you ain't trying to be helped, I'm going to move on because I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I wish I had somebody. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Not only are these boys hanging around the right folk, not only are they not entertaining conversations that are unworthy of them, but they say, listen, no matter what happens, verse 17, God's going to get me out of this situation. You ought to have the confidence to know that no matter what's going on in your life, God is still on the throne. No matter how much credit card debt you have right now, God is still on the throne. I'm not getting you dry, but no matter how much your car keep acting up every other day, and your window on the left side don't roll down the way it should do, and your blinker keep going off, and you don't even know why your car charger don't even work the way it should be, you need to know God's still on the throne. I wish I had some folks with messed up cars out there. No matter how many times you got to hide your car in your cousin garage because you didn't put him on your resume, on your references, and you know they're looking for your car. I wish I had some folks going through some repossessions. You need to know that God's still on your side. Can I push my point a little further? No matter how many times you gotta get some noodles, chop up some hot dogs and put it in the noodles because you ain't got nothing else in your refrigerator, you need to know God is still on your side. Is there anybody in the building who can testify that I didn't have all the suits that I had today? Back in the day, I had 2 pairs of shoes. I had some church shoes and I had some play shoes. And my mama said, as soon as you get inside, you need to take off that church stuff because it cannot. Is there anybody in the building who can testify that my life may be good right now, but it's because I've been blessing the Lord? Because even when it was bad, I kept on blessing the Lord. Even when I didn't have no money, I kept on blessing the Lord. Even when I didn't know how to shop to myself, I kept on blessing the Lord. Is there some praises in the building today? Is there anybody in the building who don't just have a testimony? You all a testimony, and I don't think you want to praise God right now for no reason at all, because he's just that good. You want to show up boldly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But lastly, you need to understand, I told you I wouldn't go take it off. You need to understand that not only do these boys say this, not only are they the right people with the right people doing the right thing, but they also say, if God does it, it's all right. But then here's what they say in verse 18. But if God, Lord have mercy, does not do it, I'm still gonna trust in the Lord. You just missed your whole shout cue. That's some crazy faith right there. It's all right to say God is good when everything in your life is good, but can you say God is good when everything in your life ain't working out? And that's some good news for somebody right now, because you don't walk inside this place in a bad situation. You don't walk inside this church with a bad credit score. You don't walk inside this church with a bad relationship, but you need to know that God is going to hook you up. And if he does not hook you up, you still ought to believe in God. I wish I had one or two people right around there who would just testify with me that God has been real good to me. Even in my bad times, I believe God has still been good. Is there anybody in the building today who can testify, even with no food in my refrigerator, I still gotta say thank you, God. Even when my cardinal is 3 cardinals behind, I still got to say thank you, God. Is there anybody in the room today who can testify? I don't need no shout coordinator. I will bless the Lord. I don't need food in my refrigerator. I will bless the Lord. Say yeah. If he's good to you in the bad times, you want to say yeah. If he's good to you in the good times, you want to say yeah. Is there anybody in the room today say I'm dead broke? I don't know where my next meal coming from. My light bill is $500 and my water bill is $200, but I still got joy on the inside. Is there anybody in the room today say I'm about to lose my house, but I ain't about to lose my mind? Say yeah. If you know God's been good to you, say yeah. If you know God's been good to you, say thank you, Jesus. You brought me from a mighty long way. Say thank you, Jesus. Look how good you've been to me. Even when I was sitting in jail, you showed up with me. Even when I had credit card debt, you paid it off. Say yeah. God has been good all the time, and all we have to do is continue to show up boldly, because 90% of success is simply showing up. God can't get you on that road to success when you still sleeping in your bed in the Great Depression. As we make ready for this offering, we thank you for what you have done, Lord. We ask that you continue to give. We definitely appreciate you. Please understand, whatever you give to God, God gives back to you in greater multiplication. We say in this church often that everything starts with a seed. And what God has done is he has multiplied seeds over and over and over again. When you plant something inside your garden, you plant one seed and you get back a tree. You plant an orange, you get back an orange tree. You plant a corn kernel, you get back an ear of corn. What God has done, he has blessed you in multiplication. Many ways to give to this church, online at unchurchedchurch.com/give. You can either be extremely millennial and text to give at 281-761-7673. 281-761-7673. As always, we never like to close our broadcast without offering you internet folk and folk in front of me, Jesus Christ. We want to ask you to come down. But we do believe that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he died for your sins and rose so you can live again. If you believe that and receive in your heart, then you are saved. Get next to some local church. Let God use you. Use what you have and do what you can. Use what you have and do what you can. Amen.